Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about the human, the human genetics unlimited, and it'll be exciting. Oh, I'm going to make it exciting, Frank. You ready, Frank? Frank's ready over there. No, it's not going to be boring. It's not going to be a snooze fest. We're gonna enlighten people. And we got other things in a quack report, which is brief, by the way, Frank, so heads up on that. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, a mile at a time, it grows short. And if we look into our scriptures, we can glean some wisdom. So here is John 9. It says, "Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God, and does his will, him he hears." Yep. See, people think God loves everybody. No, we don't. He hates sin. You know, he allowed his only son to be sacrificed for all of us. So he hates sin that much. So if you don't want to be a sinner, well, seek the Lord's face then. Mind time, it grows short, because he is the only way into the kingdom of God. And it's coming soon. Time is short. So get to getting, as they say. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a victory. Healthcare workers in New York, the Supreme Court in New York said the COVID jab mandate has been struck down. That's right, a rare victory for health freedom here. State Supreme Court of New York ruled this week that a statewide COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers imposed by Governor Kathy Karen Hochul and the state's health department is unconstitutional, will not be allowed to stand. So landmark ruling here, Friday the 13th, came Supreme Court Judge Gerald Neary declared that a statewide COVID jab mandate for medical staff in New York is null and void and of no effect as of now. The court is, Neary added that the mandate was arbitrary and capricious. Hey, you like that, Frank? I like them words. He described it to a T. He also cited further evidence that the COVID jabs do not even work to stop the spread of the alleged virus. Not that the injection's effectiveness or ineffectiveness is any matter when it comes to one's freedom to just say no. That's right. So, hallelujah for that. A bright light shining as Lord. What'd you say, Frank? So, wouldn't that mean that any injuries were done with no authority and is therefore an assault? Go get them, healthcare workers. Go sue the pants off of them. Absolutely. Go get them. Gotta be with you. Righteousness is on the path. I love it. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All righty, we're going to talk about human genetics, unlimited, according to science. So, you know, we're reading some reports here that the mRNA gene modifying vaccines are now standard practice, replacing the former vaccines, saying it is cheaper and faster to manufacture the new mRNA versions. So we are also made aware that the animal husbandry sector, your veterinarian area, is also starting to use mRNA vaccines that will affect our food chain. So not just your family pets, but your cows, your chickens, your pigs, everything you eat. Sad to say. So reports today on your mRNA vaccines promote a, you know, the safe message. They're perfectly safe, we're told. However, former reports were more cautious, and some scientists wanted to put the brakes on this type of science. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to go back into the past a little bit here, because science has been split on the genetic therapy thing, but you're not hearing that. Former reports from the scientific community were kind of mixed. Some were sending out a positive message on the genetic influence of mRNA technology and how it would affect humans, and others were saying, well, these therapies were not recommended, and let's have a wait-and-see approach. It would make it, you know, too late to put that genie back in the bottle, see. But some are saying that they take this as there's the mature scientists, they wanted to be on the cautious side. They just didn't want to go there. But the junior scientists wanted to just do it and see what happens. So someone was going to land a patent and royalty cash. So it was a race to the goal. And it's always about money, isn't it? Sad to say. So we're going to go back to 2012. We're here. This is May 2012, New York Presbyterian Hospital, Cornell Medical Center, and Cornell Medical College published some research on epigenetics, in which science can modify the genes with chemicals, and apparently the modification options are abundant. That's right. This is from the research team at Cornell. They said, this research on the human genome has forced us to abandon the notion of our high school genetics, and that is that DNA consists of only four bases. Yeah, they found that wasn't so. So they got a lot of gene information from this study, and sad to say, it got into the wrong hands. So the research done by Cornell found that the RNA held vital gene expression information about your DNA. And at that time, this was also kind of new info for the textbooks, and this was the research that provided that light bulb moment on how science can manipulate gene expression and essentially gave them the blueprint on protein keys. So it was proclaimed as a revolutionary discovery, May of 2012. It got published in the Journal of Cell. And when chemically modified, the DNA becomes mRNA. And all this time, we thought it meant messenger RNA instead of modified RNA. But there is a deeper meaning behind all this. So it's really the power of life and death is what this was. So they discovered there are five, not four, nucleic bases, and this research has proven to deliver widespread effect on how genes are expressed. So what science found is a key to control gene expression and overall function. Here is a quote from the report, and this is from Dr. Samuel Jaffe, professor of pharmacology at Cornell, who says, this finding rewrites fundamental concepts of the composition of mRNA because for 50 years, no one thought mRNA contained internal modification that controlled function. Well, I'm just saying. He went on to say, we now know that DNA and proteins are routinely modified by chemical switches that have profound effects on their function in both health and disease. So they can switch something on and switch something off and make you more at risk of getting disease. So here's the disease link that they found. The research also found links between M6A and disease. And you would think that this knowledge could be used maybe to create bona fide cures. But the medical complex does not make money unless people are sick. This is Dr. Kate Meyer. She's a researcher with Dr. Jaffe's. She's his assistant at Cornell. She said, we found that M6A is present in many mRNAs encoded by genes linked to human disease, including cancer, as well as several brain disorders such as autism, Alzheimer's disease, and schizophrenia, end of quote. So they find this key. Frank, have you in 20 years, 10 years even, 10 years, in 10 years, have you heard of anybody having a breakthrough to curing those diseases yet? They have the key. They've had it since 2012. No, I don't think so. No. So instead, with this knowledge, the medical complex makes mRNA vaccines loaded with disease. The keys that they learned are central to the biological pathways for our physiological function. So any modification can create havoc in the human body if they so desire. Yeah. So the research team acknowledged that the scientific world had been working to understand how to modify RNA since 1975. Would you say, Frank? No money, no cures. Yeah, sadly to say, that's what it is. So gene expression modification happens naturally through your foods, what foods you eat, changes your DNA. Okay? So what we eat matters. Okay? You can change DNA in 6 days with going into a really healthy lifestyle. So I want you to wrap your brain around this. You too, Frank. So if food can change your DNA, what about the GMOs, the no-meat burgers, and the bug snacks they want everybody to eat? Now add the mRNA vaccines to the mix, and what you will get is anything but well. Sinister, isn't it? The research has become very sophisticated that they can isolate RNA with antibodies and select the sequencing that they want for each individual mRNA. So the biophysics department then created computational algorithms to help identify each mRNA. And there are thousands of these M6As in humans which control function, but research is ongoing to know how to fine-tune the controls. And they suspected correctly that it involved protein keys. And their work confirmed that mammals also have a similar RNA-DNA system, and the work can be applied to several species. So what they're doing is being applied to the veterinarian area. So veterinarian medicine is also seeing mRNA vaccines creep into their profession, and pets are sick as ever. Sad to say. Here's a quote from Dr. Sammy Jeffrey, professor of pharmacology at Cornell. He says, "This is the first demonstration of an epitranscriptomic modification, alteration in RNA function that are not due to changes in the underlying sequence found naturally in evolution. This power has been right under our noses the whole time." Power. He called it power, right? So this research led to looking at the mRNA within cells and then the enzymes pathways there that control additional functions. So we're told that science is going to use this knowledge to correct damaged or mutated DNA that contribute to disease. So the modifications I see are not working in that direction, and sadly are redesigning man's cells and function, causing disease. So that's how evil works. They project one thing, but they do another. So I'm not saying everybody in medical science is wicked and evil, but I'm saying some of these guys go into it with, you know, wow, breakthrough, we can help people, but the stuff lands in the wrong hands, and that's never what it's used for. Well, not likely anyway. So what's the future look like? Well, we can see science has come a long way with regards to gene manipulation, and some research that was intended for good really has landed in the wrong hands and is being used to change the DNA code of humanity and all living things. So there is a reason science has no regulating laws that protect against this result. And as with most corrupted things, greed and power are the motivating factors within modern science and the medical complex. There are no brakes to stop this runaway train. I'm sorry. It's already done. It's in the works. Science is projecting to the population this is a lifesaver for you, but it's not. They're not throwing you a life preserver. They're throwing you a cinder block. So what's the takeaway from this? Well, you want to protect yourself and trust your instincts. I don't know how many times I've talked to people recently, Frank. Their instincts are spot on, you know, but they second guess themselves. Trust your instincts. So if what you are told by the medical complex doesn't sound right, it probably isn't. So there is so much deception and confusion within medical science that health professionals are largely unaware of this problem. So you're the one that's going to be called crazy, when in fact, it is they that deceive their own selves and are promoting the opposite of wellness. So this is the reason people have become leery of healthcare and terrified of the notion of going to the hospital. So now, if you think hospitals are likely to test treatments on you without your knowledge, you are correct. They have been known to do that. Families are not notified, and they're none the wiser, really. So there's this book called, titled 24/7 or Dead. 24/7 or Dead. And you should read it. It covers what can happen at the hospital, especially if you're there alone, no one with you. So I would caution anyone who wants to be also an organ donor, because the first thing they look at is your driver's license to see if you're an organ donor. And organ harvesting and organ transplantation makes the medical complex more money than helping you to get well. Yeah. In other words, you have a target on your back. So could this be the reason there's a lack of organs available to transplant? I would think so. Protect yourself out there, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you can always, if an opportunity presents itself and you want to donate an organ to a loved one, you can do that. But just don't put it, advertise it. Okay. You want to look for alternatives, too. I would. There is always another way to deal with health issues. And now the exception is trauma. So trauma care is the area of modern health care that can still make a positive difference. You know, always helpful, though, you have family with you. So the drugs for life thing, on the other hand, puts you at risk. So you want to investigate all drugs recommended to you, see if there's an option that you didn't know about. And I have found that most health issues can be self-corrected, and it could require significant changes to the lifestyle. So we all have that power. And medical or medicinal herbs, well, they can assist in this transition in your lifestyle, and it helps the body balance and regenerate. But you're not on them for life. That's not how you should use them. So really, a lack of minerals and other nutritional elements are required for disease. So if you put that nutrition back in, I often find super nutritional elements in your medicinal herbs that works quick, works really fast. So bridges that gap where you have lack. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you a free product catalog, and you can be empowered for real. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, international is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Now, they specialize in immune boosting, toxin removal, and metabolic strengthening. So, broad array of tools at your disposal. So, take advantage. Also, they have in the Big Chill Winter Sale, you can save 25% on orders of $55 or more. You want to use coupon code CHILL23. You can use that over the phone on your order form on the website. But you want to hurry because sale does end on January 31st and restrictions do apply. So if you missed their previous holiday sale, this is a good one to catch up on. Get some of the immune support stuff you may be low on or just didn't have to begin with. And maybe get your cleanses lined up. You know, a good time to cleanse is the spring, and spring is right around the corner. I can't wait for spring, Frank. Woo, I'm ready for the sun. I'm ready for the flowers. I'm ready for that. I'm ready for the polka dot bikini weather. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm done with the rain and the cloudiness. And oh. I mean, I can't believe how people just, it was it Wisconsin. All the snow. I can't even. Frank, do you like snow? I liked it as a kid. But not as an adult. I don't like to deal with it as an adult. Don't like driving in it. Sliding around, all that slushy stuff. And, you know, it's just annoying. I mean, kids like it, and I get that, but I just couldn't do, I'm south of the Mason-Dixon for a reason, you know what I mean? I am. You do prefer the winter? You like the snow? I know a lot of people say, oh, it's so pretty, the snow's so pretty, when it's white, but then it gets all dirty, you know, and then it looks nasty, but no, I like, I'm just a palm tree beach babe at heart. That's what I am. That's what I am. Also, if you're on our website, thepowerherbs.com, you definitely want to check out the newsletter section. Some people are just now discovering, hey, we got free newsletters full of all kinds of info, and I'm going to empower you for sure. Thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters and sign up for the free newsletters there. Get your free catalog, too, and how we're coming along with the website. Website is underway for a new design. I'm excited, Frank. Ooh, I'm so excited. We're going to try to make this website really easy to navigate and also to read, you know. So there's a lot of folks out there that have vision issues, cataracts and things like that. And it's hard to read a lot of these white background screens. So if you go to the dark background and white lettering, it's much easier to read. You know, so we're gonna experiment with that. Hopefully we can get that done. Get the navigation just simplified and find things really easy, less cluttered, you know, streamline it, make it look good. So that's hopefully we're going to launch that by March. So maybe earlier. And the new catalog is coming along. Yes, Frank, the new catalog is coming along. Hoping in February to get that off to the printer and in stock for, you know, sending out to all of you out there. So, you know, heads up, that's coming. And also, if you didn't get the news blast, there's going to be price increases when the new catalog comes out, and then you're going to see the prices change also on the website. So, yeah, take advantage of the big chill winter sale at these prices before they change and save 25%. Well, I think that's about all I have for this segment, Frank. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about how you can defeat disease with a mineral or two. Yeah, I mean, you just don't know what you have at your disposal to just kick that stuff to the curb and just live really well and feel great. Absolutely available to you. Absolutely. God said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So we're going to highlight that truth for you and more when we come back from this break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663 or online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. Bouncy music, too. You're just checking off all my boxes there. Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about how you can defeat disease with some minerals. And you can find them in your very common food sources and herbs. So we're going to talk about that. I was watching a documentary on our planet's mineral resources. And one trace mineral that was featured was copper. Copper, copper, copper. And science tells us how important copper is to our body and all our enzyme functions for all of life to even thrive. So it is similar to zinc, which explains why some doctors have difficulty, you know, pinpointing conditions of anemia when they're maybe due to zinc or copper deficiency. So copper is essentially for health, and if you are deficient in it, you're not going to have enough iron in your blood to transport oxygen. So we're going to check this out and see how we can use some trace minerals from foods and herbs to combat infections and diseases and be well. So your body does need copper. So the trace mineral copper is needed for the cells to repair, bones to form, remodel themselves, and regenerate. Also for the heart to beat, and for the skin to repair itself, and for your blood to carry that oxygen to your cells and many other functions, including your brain, to function properly. So copper is kind of important. And it seems that nutritionalists, they say that it's the number one cause, there's a number one cause for copper depletion. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. Now, copper is called a universal cofactor. So we're told that quite a few Americans have, you know, diets that are low in copper. So estimates from the National Institutes of Health state that depletion in copper can range from 25 to 81% in our population today. And the United States has widespread copper deficiency, and it can be manifested in different forms. So copper is what is known as the universal cofactor because it is needed for so many bodily functions. So without adequate copper, your RNA and DNA, your melatonin production, things for your brain, your hair, your skin, you know, these are all going to suffer. Also, without enough copper, brain function, not enough oxygen and electron transfer, jumping the synapse in your brain, so you kind of have memory issues. Also, without enough copper, skeletal system can fail and can negatively affect the pulmonary system as well, your lungs. So a healthy adult is going to have 80 milligrams to 100 milligrams of copper in their system, a healthy adult. Adult blood plasma should have, for women, 87 milligrams to 153 milligrams, and men, 89 milligrams to 137 milligrams. Now, women need more because we have menses and bleed and all that. Now, what copper does is that it is a conduit for other cofactor enzymes, and it strengthens arterial walls. When did a cardiologist ever explain that to you? So this explains why a sun-dried whole food salt, like your Celtic sea salt, strengthens cell walls and keeps arteries and veins flexible so they don't get stiff and rigid because it has natural copper in it. And what did we do? Well, we open salt distilleries and we remove all that stuff and we just make it sodium chloride and everybody has hypertension. Stupid. Really stupid. By the way, if you're looking for some whole food salt, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it on their website. Check that out. So Celtic salt contains 84 micro mineral elements needed by the body, and copper is in there. If you need a list of those minerals, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can send it to you. Symptoms of low copper, according to Dr. Winston Green, a Texas pharmacist, if we're deficient in copper, we can experience the following problems. We can have white, gray, and dry, brittle hair. That can happen prematurely, by the way. Also, sagging tissues, especially around the eyelids. How many people go get their eyelids done by plastic surgeons? Maybe they just need some copper. How about fatigue and skin rashes? Hair loss, decrease in taste and smell. Hernias, genital and acquired, varicose veins, aneurysms, very large ones, usually in the cerebral artery of the brain, if you don't have copper. Ooh. How about strep infections, anemia, high risk, especially if you're a vegan or high milk product drinker. Wow, so they flush that zinc, that copper right out. Hypo and hyperthyroid disease, arthritis, ruptured vertebral discs, if you have those frequently, maybe it's a copper deficiency. Violent behaviors is on the list. Blind rage, explosive outbursts, criminal type behavior, probably mineral depletion. Also, learning disabilities, cerebral palsy, high cholesterol, iron loss, which is an accumulation in the liver, low blood sugar, and neurotropenia, which is abnormal type of white blood cell in the blood and immune system malfunction. Well, because we're lacking some minerals. Here's a quote from the pharmacist, Dr. Winston Green. He says people need 2 to 4 milligrams of copper per day for health and even more for healing. The Food and Drug Administration showed that in an analysis of 234 foods that are consumed, the core of the American diet, actually, he says that it provides less than 80% of the RDA amount of copper. So, amazing, truly amazing that, you know, the diet is deficient. So, you know, supplementation is important. So, food sources for copper, you know, aside from obtaining copper from maybe your sun-dried Celtic salt, here's some other foods. Nuts and seeds, especially pumpkin seeds. Fruit, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, brewer's yeast. You know, my grandmother used to stir that into her beverage at breakfast. She called it her concoction, Frank. It smelled funky as a kid, and I went, no thanks, Grandma, I don't want any of that. shellfish, animal liver, or animal kidneys, they will also have the copper. Not a big fan of that kind of eating, but yeah. Copper supplements. Okay, so many people will look for supplements for their mineral shortages. But if you get too much copper in non-food supplements, you can get copper out of balance. And if you get too much, it can cause various neurological or even mental symptoms. So be careful. And you also, I like whole food elements. The supplementation stuff from labs, you know, they kind of guess mega doses and you can get out of balance. So you want to take also any copper supplements. You don't want to take them with other supplements. So you want to, some foods, even in over-the-counter products, due to the fact that there's an anagnostic or blocking of absorption effect by the oxidation of the copper. So you don't want to mix copper with your supplements with other supplements, some over-the-counter products, and even some foods. So you want to be careful not mixing copper supplements with vitamin C, fiber, any product with fructose and antacids. Now, on the other hand, now there are some nutritional sources that can encourage copper absorption, such as natural calcium. So calcium and copper seem to do fine. So we also mentioned your zinc is similar to copper, but these minerals have an inverse relationship. And when you raise the level of one mineral, the other one will go down. So during the cold and flu season, people will focus on zinc to help support immune system without really knowing that they can also be depleting the copper if they're not getting at least 50 milligrams of per day. So it does not mean that you shouldn't look at getting, you know, more zinc, but it does mean that you may wish to evaluate your supplements, maybe use whole foods instead to diminish the possibility of getting an imbalance going on. All right, let's look at elimination channels. You know what that means, right, Frank? Right? The throne room. So copper is necessary for the body to detoxify itself properly. Without adequate copper, you can run the risk of toxin reabsorption, and this will weaken the body and give disease a foothold. So you want to make sure you got good elimination going on so you don't reabsorb those toxins. And here's the other beauty of getting organic whole food copper in the system. It helps protect you from the superbugs. According to Professor Bill Cavill, University of Southampton, copper punches holes through superbugs and kills them. So he was advising hospitals and even elder care facilities to put copper on the surfaces that tend to transmit pathogens, causing many of the bacterial infections hospital patients can acquire. But according to Dr. Keevil, the copper causes an oxidization reaction in the bacteria itself and puts holes into the pathogen's cell membrane, and it kills it. So this was also demonstrated in the NOVA documentary when infectious bacteria was put into a petri dish and it flourished, but when it was put into a copper-lined petri dish, it died very quickly. Now, the United States Department of Defense conducted a clinical trial to test copper on infections such as MRSA, E. coli, pneumonia, and blood poisoning called sepsis. Their study proved the benefits of copper to help treat not only hospital patients, but also battlefield soldiers. Mm. Now, the Washington Post ran a story where researchers found that the ancient Egyptians used copper to sterilize wounds and also put it in their drinking water. So the Romans and the Aztecs, they also all used copper to heal burns, ear infections, and to treat headaches. Now, the newspaper story did report 15 U.S. hospitals were installing copper on surfaces that have high traffic for proteins and infectious bacteria, things like faucets, handles, cabinet poles, toilet levers, and call buttons, and IV poles. Now, the cost of installing copper instead of stainless steel adds a mere 15 to 20 cents to the cost. And the real question is, are hospitals across the board be willing to trade the $5,000 it takes to equip a hospital room with bacteria-killing copper when superbug infections add $43,000 to the patient's bill? What do you think, Frank? $5,000, we spend $5,000, or maybe we can take in $43,000. Ooh, I don't think it's a no-brainer, do you? didn't people used to wear copper bracelets for arthritis? Yes, they did, Frank. Very nice observation. Mm-hmm. They still do. People still do that. Absolutely great. So, are there any herbs with copper in them? Well, absolutely. Absolutely. This is mentioned by chemist Mark Peterson. He did a study, and he listed some of the herbs that had natural trace minerals of copper in them. The herb called skullcap. Don't people use that for headaches, Frank? Yeah. How about sage, white oak bark, horsetail, yucca root, and guta cola herb? All wonderful herbs, by the way. So, you know, getting more copper is not hard. It really isn't. You don't have to do mega doses of capsules and pills. You know, you can get it in whole food. I like whole food. It's balanced chemistry. The body takes what it wants, voids out what it doesn't. But if you're taking isolated stuff, you're missing pieces of the chemistry profile. And the body looks at it as if it were a petrochemical drug. So if you think your diet kind of has left you needing more copper, maybe look at some whole food supplementation. The Celtic sea salt, for instance, and some of the foods we've talked about and some of the medicinal herbs possibly. If you're looking at the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they're products that will have some natural elements of copper that came in the plant, would be their calcium formula, their brain concentrate formula, their pain anti-inflammatory, their emotional stress formula, and the Celtic sea salt that they get from France. So awesome stuff. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And get in power, get a free catalog, and get going. And make 2023 the healthiest year ever for you. Well, we got a few minutes. We got just a few. So we're going to talk about organic mood syndrome. Do you know what that is, Frank? Well, people don't know what it is. So, and I wouldn't expect most people to know what it is. How would you know what it is? According to the Medical Dictionary and the Manual for Diagnostic Mental Disorders, organic mood syndrome is another name for drug-induced depression. Now, although we are told by doctors that drug companies alike that there is no strong scientific evidence supporting the association of depressive symptoms or suppressive disorders caused by your prescription drugs. What that means is we didn't do any studies to prove it. So there's no evidence to support that notion. Doesn't mean there isn't any association. It's just they didn't look for one. Big difference there. Now, depression all by itself is bad enough, but it has also become a problem with drug-induced issues. Statistics are saying 15% of your organic mood syndrome will end in suicides. So your prescription drugs, a lot of times, have been known to be the culprit, and some drugs have been taken off the market because of it. Acknowledging drug-induced depression undermines the effectiveness of a lot of drug treatments, so they don't want to acknowledge that. Some symptoms, being depressed can have the following, you know, lack of energy, listlessness, feeling run down, decreased concentration, changes in psychomotor or cognitive abilities, acute fatigue, appetite changes, disruption in your sleep patterns, diminished interest in activities, and feelings of sadness or despair. Also, you want to be aware of thyroid disease. It can be mistaken for symptoms of depression. So let's look at the list, kinds of drugs that can cause you to become depressed according to the AARP website. There are 10 major classes of drugs that are known to cause drug-induced depression. Patients don't realize that most physicians won't review the drug list when they complain of depression. Instead, the doctor will layer in more drugs to control the symptoms of depression. So, know that. But you can go to the AARP website and look at medications that can cause depression, and there's the list. But let's just do a brief rundown. The beta blockers are on the list. You know, those are given for things like angina, high blood pressure, arrhythmias. It can be given for migraine headaches and tumors, as well as glaucoma. So medical science says it does not know why this drug causes depression. So maybe messing with your hormones there. Corticosteroids for inflammation, for rheumatoid arthritis, for lupus, for gout, and all kinds of anti-inflammatory issues. That's what they prescribe it for inflammation. These drugs lower the serotonin levels that can cause depression or other psychiatric disorders. Benzodiazepine tranquilizers used for anxiety, muscle spasms, insomnia. The drug affects the central nervous system by depressing it, and these drugs can build up in the liver, creating toxic levels, giving patients a hangover effect and also depression. So doctors will often do blood tests to check if the liver enzymes to make sure the drug isn't killing your liver. Parkinson's drugs are on the list. Dopamine, one of the three neurotransmitters known to be associated with depression. Also, hormone replacement medicines for menopause. It's in contraceptives. Anything that has artificial estrogen can also manipulate hormones, causing all kinds of dysfunction, including depression. Wow. Also, stimulants, usually prescribed for daytime sleepiness, hypersomnia, narcolepsy, sleep apnea, fatigue, ADHD. They increase dopamine levels, and prolonged exposure can cause depression. Anticonvulsants is on the list for seizures, bipolar disorders, mood disorders, those kind of things, as well as proton pump inhibitors, your H2 blockers, used to block gastric acids for reflux, GERD, that kind of stuff. Statin medications, your lipid-lowering drugs for cholesterol, and your anticholinergic drugs used to treat digestive cramps, GI disorders of the GI tract. So, but you can read the full list over at the AARP website. It's quite the document. So we live in interesting times here, and stress levels have elevated over the last 20 years, and the last thing we need is drug-induced mood disorders on top of that. I personally don't take prescription meds. Now, don't beat yourself up if you have to take one briefly, like if you had trauma issues and you got extreme pain or something or inflammation. I tell people, you know, if it's brief, then you can always do a cleanse to remove the drug residues. So don't beat yourself up if you have to temporarily get stabilized with a prescription drug because you can always cleanse after the fact. But there are natural solutions for these everyday problems. So I love the Willow Bark and MetaSuite for inflammation. I love the cardio herbs for all kinds of heart issues. Lots of herbs help balance the hormone reproductive system, the endocrine system. So you have tools, but you just didn't know you had them. So investigate those solutions that you didn't know about. And be empowered, because once the body gets balanced, you're not supposed to have to take these herbs like drugs for life. And that's the beauty of it. People go, oh, yeah, isn't that liberating? It is liberating. So learn what the body's needing nutritionally, and the body can self-correct and quit doing what you were doing to make it sick. So know what you're sensitive to. Like, I can't have tea anymore, Frank. It just bothers me. Bothers my eyeballs. My eyeballs get tight and just, you know, bothers me. So notice these things. It's not good for you. There's something that the body doesn't like. And personally, you know what I think? I think they've modified the tea leaves. Even if you get organic, it's somewhat better, but still, I don't know. I never, all my family drank tea until they passed away. Never had problems. So I don't know what's up with the tea, but I just know I can't have it. So I'm sensitive to these things so I can avoid pitfalls and having problems. And you eliminate the problem, you don't need a prescription. And you don't need a medicinal herb either, really. So tannic acids, you know, tend to bother me, so I can't have any of those things. So that's black tea, coffee, wine. So all those things bother me, and they didn't used to my younger years, but they do now. So I've learned to avoid them, and therefore I am avoiding other problems. So you have that power and you have that control, but you have to exercise it, be disciplined, and have a better life. So you're the one that's accountable, because you know what? The doctors aren't going to lose sleep about your wellness. You will, but they won't. So take the power back. That's what I said. Take it back. Well, don't forget the folks at Apothecary Herbs having a big chill sale. It's a winter event. You can save 25% on orders of $55 or more now through the end of January. You want to use coupon code CHILL23 on the website, over the phone, or on your mail order form. And restrictions do apply, and the sale will end at the end of the month. So do take advantage of that. Details are also online on the homepage. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.